This call is being recorded.
This is a place you can visit in your meditations. This is your chamber. You can utilize it while you are still in this plane. To experience greater healing in the work that you are doing with your physical body. You can use it to achieve greater frequencies and just to find a place to relax. We are going to take this time now to see the top come off of our chamber. And our friend is standing above us, helping us out of the chamber. Smiling broadly at you, they ask how you are doing. They ask how you are feeling. You look around yourself and you see more chambers around you, and you know that there are other people who are taking part in this as well. And you know exactly what your part is in this. What role are you playing? And as you follow your friend out of this chamber, follow them down the steps, out into the grass, wherever you are, you may see other faces on the ship that you are visiting. Who is there with you? You see others in Hollow Earth. You may see yourself in the City of Light. And you notice all of the people who are there. Everyone who seems to be in complete joy. We are going to have you remember this experience. Know that you can replicate this experience in meditations and dreams. This is a tool to help you. So you come upon the beam of light that brought you here. You embrace your friend. You whisper something in your ear. Say thank you. Step back into the beam of light and you come back to this room. This room that is lit with all who are here to share with you. All of creation is here now. Step back into your bodies. Wiggle your toes. Know that you are exactly where you are meant to be. And Lady Nada. It has been a pleasure to share this experience with you today. It was a surprise for Susan because she did not know that I was going to take over the lead on this. You can read so many things that are happening around the world today. We know that most of you do not choose to listen to the regular TV news. If you do not read the newspapers, you are looking for alternate sources. And it seems that every day there are two or three more whistleblowers coming forward to share what they know, what they've experienced. This is a glorious time. It's a glorious time because the cabal has been lifted. You are free. You are creating your world every moment, every experience. And with those who are enlightened, such as you, you connect with others who are enlightened around the world, and you contribute to that mass consciousness that is being pushed You heard of information today about how people in Costa Rica have hearts open. These are the stories that you are listening to. These are the stories you are hearing. More and more you will hear these. As they continue forward, you will know that the time for the event is very close. We cannot say because only the Father knows, but we can say that that frequency quotient that you are looking for to kick you over the top, close at hand. Ignore those things that you hear that you know are false. Ignore those who seem to be getting into little snits with one another. Even the light workers we know have differences of opinions about things. So much has to do with the channeled messages that come through so many people. Each of the messages is tailored for the group that is to receive it. We, Ananda and I, are so close to this group. We love you. We know that you love us because that was established thousands of years ago. We know that you feel that you are walking around with blinders on. We apologize for that, but that is necessary still. But as that veil continues to drop, those blinders are being removed, and the light that's within each of you being shared with all. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you. Based on your conversation earlier, we wish to just attest to you here that you are indeed in the fourth dimensional frequencies much more often than you are in three dimensional frequencies now. And you are moving toward the fifth dimensional frequencies as well. But predominantly, you are going back and forth between them. And like a teeter-totter, you might say. And you are finding yourselves sometimes in three-dimensional and dealing with your problems and your issues and aches and pains and these types of things. And the next moment something occurs to raise you up, or you raise yourself up and you move up into the higher vibrations. And guess what? When that happens, the aches and pains seem to go away, do they not? Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
Find yourself more and more in the higher vibrations, in the higher frequencies, and the aches and pains and all of those things that are discomforture to you will leave. They will not be a problem anymore. We speak also in terms of the Kundalini energy that is arising, that is awakening in many, not only the ones here in this room, but in many across the planet. The Kundalini energy is awakening and rising up and reactivating, you might say, and it is causing some concerns at times, but those of you that know what is going on, it helps to move through this because you know it is for a good purpose. It is something that is wonderful, actually, that is happening. So allow it to be. Go with the flow always here, and you will not have any concerns as these energies keep rising and your ascension process keeps moving forward very quickly as these frequencies continue to rise across the planet and consciousness continues to shift. This is our message here. Now we are ready for questions with the Shira standing by here. Are there questions here?
Well, let me ask a question based on your comment that we're on a teeter-totter between the third and the fourth dimension. You know, I'm increasingly myself trying to be mindful of my thoughts and where they take me, particularly from an energetic point of view. When we find ourselves on that teeter-totter, leaning more toward the third dimension, feeling the aches and pains and focusing on our problems, you know, I try to catch myself, but what would you recommend to bounce back into the fourth, climbing toward the fifth, when we're feeling that third dimensional activity and getting immersed in it again?
Yes. The more you focus on those aches and pains, the more they grow. The more they will continue to be a bother to you and create the discomforture within you. But as you are aware of this, with your awakening process occurring here, you are aware so that you can change your thoughts. You can change your thoughts, you can create new feelings, and find the beauty around you. As we say, go out in nature whenever you can. And when you are out in nature and you are experiencing the beauty all around you, those aches and pains do tend to go away. Those negative feelings, those depressed feelings, all of those things tend to go away then. So therefore, it behooves you to find yourself either in nature more often or in a space where you can feel and know and see the beauty around you, feel the gratitude of your life and how it is for you, and be thankful for everything that you have. And the more that you do this, the more you will find yourself in those higher vibrations and all of those pains and such will be gone. Does this answer your question? Now, Shira, anything to add here to this?
No, wonderful answer. Thank you.
Very good. Other questions here?
I have a question, Karen, somewhat on the same line of awareness. I'm like so detached, that my question is, on rare occasions I will get a twinge that there's lack in my world, but yet I don't have any attachment to that twinge. So I don't know if it's the, I'm unaware, I should say, if it's the intellect just wanting to bring that program of lack into my awareness, or if I'm just going through a complete transition, transformation of my businesses, I really do not have an attachment as to how my businesses play out. The only reason I bring it up is you know, because we are in physicality, you know, I realize that I am financially abundant in many, many ways, but the business has the appearance of less and less clientele, which I have no attachment to. So I'm very amused by this. I don't have any attachment to it. It's simply just a story playing in front of me, and I don't have any attachment to it, and yet it's in my consciousness. So perhaps other people who are self-employed might be experiencing this. I have zero attachment to how anything is playing out in my life.
What is your question, though?
So my question is that something in the subconscious that wanting me to believe it's okay just to be completely attached, or is it just an insight and a transformation that I'm going through, and I am on track with the knowing that everything is just transforming and to be in a place of complete detachment, no matter the appearance, that it all takes care of itself. You know, there's that little bit that's like, okay, am I just like playing a head game with myself? But I really do just feel completely detached.
Yes. Akira, do you want to?
I will start with this. The room, the people in the room find this a little humorous, nothing against you. So it seems that what you are saying is that you are concerned that you are detached. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's oxymoron, right?
Okay, I wanted to make sure that we had the clarity of the motion here.
Yes.
So you know that being detached is a good thing. And what we would say is that you have businesses that are providing for you. Is that correct?
It has the appearance of providing less and less. But I know it's only an appearance.
Well, appearances can be a couple of different things. One is that as long as your needs are met, it is an okay thing. However, it also might be a little warning saying you need to pay attention to this. The 3D world, the world of physicality, the world of making money is still a reality at this very instant. And so if you are paying attention to everything that you have in your life, and everything that you are to care for, and that includes your businesses, then it is fine to say, you know what, I do need to put a little bit of time and attention into this particular project, this particular business, this particular situation. It may be raising its head for that reason. And you can say, I am detached, and that is going to get into a position where you are not provided for if you do not pay attention. On the other hand, it could just be that this is indeed what you are to notice, is that you are still perfectly okay, even though everybody else from the outside could look at this and say, you know what, you have a challenge. And you say, I am perfect. I am exactly where I need to be with what I have in my life. I am provided for perfectly, and I am detached. Does that make sense?
Indeed it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. The one who serves.
Yes, we wish to add here that in order for you to have your ascension, your complete ascension now we speak of, it is necessary to be able to move through the ring path knot. And in order to move through this gateway or whatever it is you wish to call it, but it has been called the ring path knot, in order to move through this, you must let go of all attachments. And you know how difficult this can be, especially for those of you in the Western culture here, that it is difficult to let go of attachments. They are very much with you most of time here, or much of time, not most of time, but much of time. And as you are moving through this ascension process in many different ways, you will have access to being able to let go of all of the various attachments that will hold you back. Now, with that understanding, we do not want to create a sense of dread here or fear or anything of this nature that you are not good enough or that you will not be good enough or you will not be able to let go of all of those attachments, because you will. You will be able to, because you will have moved up into the higher vibrations, and within those higher vibrations you will not have the attachments anymore. It is one leading to the other, you might say. You understand it?
Indeed, yes.
This is not just for you that has asked this question, but for all that would wonder about this. And many do wonder about this idea of attachments. So we hope this clears up for many here.
We would say that if you look at your life over the past 3 to 5 years, you will probably notice that you have let go of jobs, you have let go of friends, you have let go of family. You are in a very different place today from where you were even a year ago. And this is a natural progression. As you move into your higher frequency states, you will see that same type of thing happening. Things will tend to fall away. You will tend to allow them to fall as you move forward into a new life, a new experience, and new friends, just as you have done over the past 3 to 5 years.
What's coming to my awareness that I'd like to share is I've let go of the drive. I've let go of the do energy, and it's actually a joy to actually have that clarity now. It's not there, that drive, that have to do something. I think that's coming
Great.
To my awareness. It's not there. And that's nice.
Very good. Are there other questions here now?
Can you tell me anything about the healing I had with my chiropractor and the changing of the colors that she saw and the changes on my face and everything?
You already have an understanding, as we find it, of what occurred there and what was happening within you at the time. And this is important because what was happening within you is what this particular person was picking up and the energies that were involved in this. So you are experiencing, you who are asking this question directly, are experiencing much of activation of the Kundalini energy at this point. Not to the point where it is rising up through all of your chakra centers and bursting through into the sixth and seventh chakra. That has not happened yet because your body is not yet prepared for that. But it is happening that there is an activation occurring so that as the energy is rising a little bit here and there, it is creating an imbalance within your central nervous system so that you are having this problem with what you call vertigo and the dizziness type of thing. And this is very common in the working with the Kundalini energy. So it is something that is happening and will continue to happen for a little bit longer, but it will begin to dissipate and you will not have the concern of this any longer because it will rise up past the point where it is creating this sense of dizziness here. Ashir, anything to add here?
The doctor that you are seeing is someone that you have worked with in the past. And with that, we will say that you have worked together as team members, and now she has an awareness at a deep level, and you as well would have that awareness. And so the two of you are helping you to reclaim your body and to bring it up to its highest and best place. Thank you.
Thank you. She's amazing.
Not only she, you are amazing.
Thank you.
Without you, there would not be a she here. You see? Are there other questions here? Nothing further? Then we release channel here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
I am Ashira. Making it simple for Susan this week for the transcription of this. Not many questions. You move farther and farther down the road and you find your answers within yourself. Find your answers when you share with like-minded people. Talk about what is happening in life. Talk about what is happening in your world. These are special days for all. Every day we look forward to something new showing up in your alternative news media. Coming Wednesday, Sananda will be with the group on Wednesday night. They have another visitor as well. If you want to join us, please feel free to do that. Support this week and have a wonderful week. Take your healing that you received. Know that it moves forward with you in everything that you do. Our love and our love. Our light. Experience you had with that. How many of you have not been to the healing chamber before in meditation? Several. So, did we have good experiences?
We did. The flames, and they like completely enveloped me. And then it was like I was following our, you know, directions.